welcome to the E equals MC squared of running. I'm Maggie Cooper, and this podcast is about running and a little bit of science. And today I've got a bit of both. So I thought the first thing I'd do was just give you a little bit of an update on where I am with my running, if you're interested. I just thought, well, I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago and I talked about New Year's resolutions. And my New Year's resolution was to run at least 1 kilometre every day. And I didn't really know how that would be, whether that would be kind of too, well, I mean, obviously running 1 kilometre every day is not too much, but not having it sort of a specific rest day, wonder whether that would be too much. But actually, it hasn't been too bad. And I've actually, it's really, really motivated me to get out. So some days where I wouldn't have really gone out, I've thought, oh, grief, I've got to go, because otherwise I don't know that I'm going to be able to fit in that 1 kilometre any other time. And then once I've got going, I've been, oh, actually, it's not so bad. So like one day I was in London and I dressed to go out in the cold with just do 1 kilometre. You know how it is. So I didn't like, I wasn't wearing, I was wearing too much basically. If I wanted to go more than 1 kilometre, I was wearing too much. Once I got going, I was like, oh, yeah, this is fine. And I actually went about, I don't know, 4.5, 5, something, you know, it wasn't too bad. I didn't have so much time, so I didn't want to go really, really far. But by the time I got back, I was like, wished I'd put on something else to run in. But it was good though, because it kind of got me out and it got me doing a decent distance. What I found was that I've kind of done quite a lot of short runs though, and I haven't done very many sort of longer runs. And well, I guess it's probably better than it would have been if I hadn't made that resolution, because I think I probably wouldn't have done nearly as many kilometres and I wouldn't have done as much training. But what I'm really missing at the moment is some sort of quality sessions. I did a session on Saturday. We did the session on the beach, which is really, really fun. It's just like running in the dunes and stuff. It's probably very good strength exercise, but that's really the only session that I'm doing that's of any quality. It's quite fun, short little shuttle runs and stuff like that. But I think I really need to do something which is a bit longer, like some maybe 300 metre intervals, or even like 500 or kilometre intervals, something like that, to really get that sort of speed endurance. But I kind of also feel that I'm not that I'm ill, but I'm not, don't feel 100% either. And I just want to keep well. So that kind of ticking over and not doing so much is suiting me fine. This problem I've had with my ankle is an ongoing problem. I think it's something to do with the tendon. I still got that, but I have been kind of trying to do the stretching and stuff more on it. So it's kind of kept it at bay. So we'll see if I can try and get some better runs in this week, then that will be great. But we'll just have to see how it goes. And I think that's the important thing. You have to listen to your body. You have to think, how do I really feel? And there's no point in pushing it when you don't really need to. I mean, it's not like I'm an elite athlete or something, but I do want to be competitive. But then again, I'd also want to be able to keep running. So for me, there is that balance between you know, keeping fit and doing the best I can do, but also not like pushing it so far that I end up either injured or unwell because I've kind of done too much. And I have such a busy life, you know, I'm traveling quite a lot, and I've got lots of other things that I'm doing. So I just kind of taking it a little bit more sensibly, I guess, than I might have done in the past. So that's good. The other good thing I think about the running has been that for the last 3 weeks I've been really consistent with my mileage. I know it's not like loads of mileage, it's very bad. I would be laugh in the old days about how little I'm running, but I guess I'm running like 20, well, it's about 20 miles a week, but it's been consistently that. So I think it's a target I can reach, manageable. It's achievable. So I think that that's a good thing for me. And again, I think that's a sensible thing, because you need to set yourself targets. I guess it depends what your ultimate goals are. But for me, my ultimate goal is kind of just to stay running at the moment. So that suits me fine. Anyway, so what else to say? I had a little article which I found, which actually I have to say I stole from somebody else. Alex Hutchinson wrote in Outside magazine about an article that was published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. And it was about, I can give you the title of the article. It's called Elite Road versus Trail Runners, Comparing Economy, Biomechanics, Strength and Power. And it really got me thinking about, you know, this difference between the different sort of disciplines there are in running. There are athletes within our club who really like fell running, for example. Whereas for me, I mean, I was pretty good over cross country when I was younger, but I wouldn't say I'd ever want to do a fell race because for me, certainly the downhill, I was never that great at. I think I can't just like disengage my brain that you need to do to go fast down hills. And also I find if I have to run like some trail sort of running where it's technically quite challenging, that maybe there's some rocks or something like that, and I kind of always fear that I might slip or something. So I'm not really very good at those things. I think part of it is eyesight, strangely, especially like just placing your foot. If I can't see it well enough, I can't place my foot. Similarly, I don't like really running in the dark very much because I can't see where I'm going. So maybe it is just an eyesight thing. Maybe it's me being wimpy. Well, quite likely, actually, or but maybe there is something in this sort of different disciplines, people being better at one than the other. And that paper was looking at some actually very high quality road runners and trail runners, and looking to see whether they had some sort of difference between their sort of abilities. But well, I mean, as far as I can work out, there wasn't 100%. Well, there wasn't really much difference. The road runners were a little bit more efficient than the trail runners when they were running on the road, but when you start running sort of uphill or different things, then there was very little difference between them. So I think that one of the things that he sort of says in the article is that maybe the trail runners, maybe there aren't as many trail runners, so maybe you would expect that the trail runners maybe not as necessarily as good as the road runners. But I don't think that's really in terms of like their economy and stuff like that, there wasn't really that much difference. It may be that if you put a trail runner and said run 10k on the road, they wouldn't run as fast. I mean, for example, the 10k runners were running, that sort of average 10k was 29:17, so they were like quality road runners. But yeah, it didn't really get me thinking, because obviously we have, when doing running, we have different types of run. So you can have your sort of road run, you can have cross country, you can have, some sort of trail race, maybe like a longer distance race, or you can have other things like, say, fell running, which is kind of quite distinct from, say, running cross country. Or you know, you could even just be a treadmill runner, you know, and each has its own strengths or differences. And I remember reading a book by a guy who used to know from Barnet Athletic Club, and he it's called Steve Chilton, and he wrote an interesting book about fell running, and basically he's like really into the fell running and the history of it. And he talked about some of those fell runners who were absolutely phenomenal. A lot of them like lived in the Lake District, and they had farms and stuff like that, so they'd work all day, and then they'd have a fell race. They might cycle or run even to the fell race, and then run the fell race, and then they'd go back, run home or cycle home, whatever it was. It kind of was crazy. So you wouldn't think of if I was running a race, I'd be like, want to really chill out. I want to take easiest transport or whatever to get to the race and rest up and stuff like that, and then put all my energy into the race. But these guys, they would like be completely mad doing loads of stuff. So, I think that they did try and get some of them to do some road races, but it didn't kind of work out that well for them because it wasn't their thing, you know. They were pretty competitive, and they had the talent to be really, really successful in that road running. But then when it came to it, because it wasn't really their thing, they didn't really ever thrive in that environment. But I also made me wonder, like, if you... We were talking with my husband about, was there really any difference between these different things? And, obviously some people run better on mud and slippy surfaces. Some people seem to just, if they run on the flat, they run better. I know certainly for some cross-country courses it would suit me better than others. Certainly a very flat, fast cross-country course would not suit me terribly well. But, you know, put in a few sort of hills and stuff like that. And I think things where you had to kind of use your intelligence in a way to get around the course better and to be more economical getting around the course, then I tended to do that little bit better. But I also wonder whether there was really kind of a difference between it ended up talking about whether there's a difference in the way that men run and the way that women run, and he kind of described that women more kind of dance. I mean, it sounds a bit funny, but I kind of knew what he meant. Whereas men may be more power through, women kind of seem more elegant when they're running. Mind you, you could say somebody like Eliud Kipchoge, you know, he's incredibly elegant when running. But, you know, generally speaking, and I was wondering kind of actually whether men and women do run slightly differently. It'd be interesting though whether there's any research done on that, or anybody's got thoughts about that. But if that were the case, then surely the training for those, let's say those different disciplines should be different, or the training for men and women, maybe that should be different. And I wondered whether really anybody had looked into that. But for this particular paper, as I say, the overall conclusion was really there wasn't much difference. There was some differences. The differences in power and running economy, you know, show that there was differences basically on those different specialities. I think that the trail runners maybe were a little bit more powerful. But the comment was in the paper really that the trail runners didn't run as nearly as high a mileage as the road runners. It's kind of strange because the race for the trail runners tend to be a lot further. But the road runners actually had higher mileage, and it kind of suggested that maybe if the trail runners actually did a bit more training, they might be faster or have better economy or whatever. So the trail runners averaged just 43.6 hours of running a month, compared with 79 hours for the road runners. So the road runners actually did more resistance training, but the trail runners were kind of more powerful, which kind of meant they were suited to the discipline. And the kind of thought was that maybe they were attracted to doing trail running because they were more powerful, rather than the trail running or the training made them more powerful. You know what I mean? So you kind of do what you're good at, rather than necessarily what you do makes you stronger or faster or whatever. I mean, obviously the training they do does change things, but it wasn't like that. The road runners were doing like quite a lot of resistance training, so it wasn't like they didn't want to be stronger. They wanted to be stronger, but maybe they weren't naturally like that. They had chosen road running because that was what they were good at, and the trail runners had done trail running because that's what they were good at. And I guess there's a lesson in that, in a way, because you should really find the thing that you're good at. You know, some of the athletes in our club, as they say, they really like the fell running, and they've had a lot of success at that, whereas that maybe they're not so suited to the track or to a cross-country race or something, or the road. So you do see that different athletes will do better in different environments, and so that's good. We should all find what it is that we like doing and we enjoy doing, and we're good at, I guess. So there, that was my thoughts anyway. Let us know if you have any ideas on that, especially it would be interesting to know if you thought there was any difference between men and women running in terms of like their sort of technique or the way that they run. That was an interesting comment by my husband. Anyway, so that's all for now though. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me next time, and just say bye for now.